in times of confusion, adhere to bedrock principles. Keep right. When in doubt, let conscience light the way. Keep right. Amidst cultural confusion, reflect upon our history. Keep right. Keep right with Ralph K. Gennorio.
History, the antidote to tyranny. Between the anarchies of savage lawlessness and the tyrannies of human hive totalitarianism, the natural state of most past and present people is an unrelenting misery. Most human beings have been born victims. History illustrates this. This is why history has always been a part of every civilized system of education. History offers perspectives on how people like us can overcome slavery and earn freedom. The sense of scope and proportion that only comes from an understanding of history is the natural antidote to Manichaean ideologies. A functional grasp of history is the individual's best inoculant against being brainwashed. Nothing illustrates this more than the history of the United States and more broadly that of Judeo-Christian Western civilization. Unique among humanity's many cultures, the West, and especially the USA, have developed core beliefs of human rights and functional systems of lawful popular rule. Here in America, we have found a way to navigate our ship of state between the Scylla of anarchy and the Charybdis of totalitarianism. The Judeo-Christian and Enlightenment ideals behind our Constitution, as well as civil traditions from Greece, Rome, Christendom, and England, have given us the most stable functioning republic since Rome's. Our material wealth is not the product of enslaved peoples here or abroad. No, Disney, slaves did not build this country. The independent exercise of creative effort in service to one's own good, free enterprise, built this nation. It is not chauvinism that argues that our American Republic has set more human beings free than any other society anywhere on earth at any time in human history. It is merely the truth from a collection of former colonies where only propertied men of European extraction could vote. We have, in a short couple of centuries, expanded the franchise to include every adult who is not a convicted felon, in most states anyway. We have fought most of our wars to set other people free, our former slaves, as well as the peoples of Eurasia and beyond. We have repeatedly torn asunder and re-knitted our society to expand the reality of which types of people deserve the franchise. We do not rest until our union is more perfect. This is the only fair justification for the conceit that America is the greatest nation now or ever. We do not forever abide the enslavement of others. Our republic has been the proverbial shining city on a hill precisely because we aspire to fully realize the potentials for individual and universal human dignity, both at home and abroad. Like the Romans, we can fail and fall. We have conflated free choice with licentiousness. Many of us seem eager to trade freedom to demagogues in return for the illusion of safety. Unless citizens perpetually earn freedom, we will surely lose it. Like Rome, the best in America was not built in a single day. Contemporary Western notions of inalienable human rights took millennia to develop. Our history has been a slow, bloody slog from barbarism to civilization, from bondage to liberty. This is why in many of today's K-12 schools, as well as in most universities, the serious study of history has been abandoned. It is this very story of how we have striven to make our world better that the fanatics among us wish to erase. Their fever dreams of oppression and marginalization can only thrive in an ignorance of the true nature of our past. Today, many groups like the 1619 Project wish to destroy a recognizable America because we once had slaves and kept women traditionally domestic. We only saw other Western nations as our peers and viewed other societies as savages in need of Christ and civilization. Westerners conquered empires and developed industries that brought the world under our dominion. By today's woke standards of ideological rectitude, these above traits classify both America and Western civilization as being irredeemably evil. Wokeists argue that the only moral solution must be our traditional culture's eclipse and eradication. For justice to be done, they say, the West must die. Environmental totalitarians echo these demands, asserting that our lifestyles are killing the planet. They argue that for life on Earth to continue, humanity must be restored to pre-industrial living standards and population levels. For Mother Earth to sustain life, they say, that first world living standards must be abandoned. The bankers of Davos and their desperate social climber disciples amplify these demands, claiming that in a nuclear age, only a central control can preserve global humanity from incineration. The World Economic Forum asserts that humans can no longer be allowed to run amok. For the greater good, they assert that Homo sapiens must be managed like any other livestock. To these elites, common people within and beyond the West are all too often characterized as being vulgar, useless eaters. In collaboration with the butchers of Beijing, the globalists of Davos are working to effect a final solution to the human question. For their world government to be built, the American Revolution must be revoked. Americans must be returned to the control of European aristocrats. Here is the key. Eradicating historical education deprives citizens of the facts that many of the sins listed above are not unique to the United States or to the West. Slavery, gender roles, hierarchy, tribal chauvinism, and empire building are ubiquitous human traits practiced by every single society worldwide throughout recorded history. What makes the West unique is our history of reforming our ways away from such practices. That reformist reality defies the wokists' whole thesis that the West is uniquely guilty and deserving of a uniquely terrible retribution. Historically literate people will resist their siren song of masochism, generational guilt, and collective shame. Only the restoration of systematically teaching the histories of Western civilization and of the United States can stop these would-be social engineers. Today's schools must be forced to stop trying to shift a student's primary identity from being a child of their parents to becoming chattel of their new world order. Only active, aware, and determined citizens can restore history to our schools, and in doing so, preserve freedom in an independent United States of America.
This episode of Keep Right was brought to you by Ed Bejarano with Zenith Exhibits. Ed provides professional voiceover services and audiobook production. Does your business need an internet commercial? Looking to create a YouTube advertisement? Give Ed a call at 208-209-7170 and learn just how affordable doing business locally can be. Please visit www.zenithexhibits.com to learn more.
Thank you for listening. Please share and subscribe. Remember, we are each connected to the great Western tradition going back to before Christ and Caesar. It is for us to carry that tradition forward by willingly bearing the burden of eternal vigilance. Freedom is only for the brave.